The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you the worst driver there is? Maybe. 1-800-947-3979. Tyler in Grand Rapids. Tyler, what makes you the worst driver?
So, I don't know if I'm the worst driver, the most irresponsible, or the smartest driver. You guys can kind of decide, though.
Okay, we'll be happy to help.
That's a wide range.
So, when I was at school at Michigan State, I went to school for 2 years, 2012 through 2014. I was paying roughly $5 a day in parking.
Okay.
I figured out, due to the campus police, that you were allowed 5 parking tickets before your car got booted and impounded.
Okay.
So over 2 years, I amassed 19 parking tickets by just simply not paying the meters. But I figured out I saved almost $1,000 across 2 years by simply not paying parking.
So even though, did you get booted like 3 times then? You said after 5.
No. Well, I took a couple classes after. So it was, okay. I guess it was just over 2 years of school.
Okay.
So I would rack it up to 4 tickets and start paying meters. But I would get through like 12 weeks of semester before I'd get 4 tickets. So I would effectively pay.
I think it's pretty clever. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But it saved you $1,000. I don't think that qualifies. Well done, Tyler.
Yeah, that's shrewd. Yeah.
Careful
yeah.
with that one.
Yeah, it's just a good business decision.
Nick writes, I used to have a bad lead foot. Lost my license twice for too many points from speeding. Been ticketed speeding tickets multiple times in the same day on more than one occasion.
Oh, my gosh.
I now drive with cruise control everywhere.
I mean, I got tickets once, but it was all during the same traffic stop.
Yeah, but not pulled over.
Not pulled over separate times.
Was that because you got all lippy?
No, it's because I was racing my friend. I was driving my 93 Ford Ranger. He was in his 2000 Honda Civic, and we thought, these are the perfect cars to race.
Those are great races.
It was right around the time when Fast and the Furious was really, really, really popular.
Yeah.
Like, let's race. Yeah.
Yeah. Wanted to do some cinnamons and drift.
Yeah, we were racing for pinks.
Let's see. This is Kobe. Hi, Kobe. What, you're not making your friend's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
why?
We're hanging out in my garage. I'm 23, just bought a house. Having some friends over. Well, they show up and he lets his girlfriend drive. And she's backing in the driveway. There's a little bit of construction going on, so the front of my driveway is kind of iffy. And it goes right past my house with a fence on one side, so it's kind of narrow. Well, she backs in, comes in a little crooked, so she slams on the gas and just smashes into the corner of my house.
Go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you hit a house.
Rather than hitting the brake.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not great. That's a bad thing. Remember that time we had, Albany has been the home of some bad drivers from the radio stations driving us.
Uh-huh.
Great people. But bad drivers.
Terrible drivers.
3 separate drivers nearly killed someone or had tragic accidents while we were with them. Mm-hmm. One was backing into a parking spot at Clinton's Ditch and was accelerating in a Chevy Avalanche, only to have the people in the back seat yell, "There's someone behind us!" in the kind of panicked way you only hear if someone's about to die. It's the only time I've ever heard that in my life. Brake screech, and then the person driving said, "I knew they were there." They did not.
No. Yeah, I saw them. No, you didn't. Otherwise, you wouldn't have continued to back over them.
You were still speeding up when they got the vapors.
I'm like, geez.
Number two, a woman pulled into her own house while driving us around from one event to another and then proceeded to nearly back into her own house backing out. And when we said, "How did you not see that?" she said, "It's different this time." That's impossible.
Okay. Yeah.
And then number three, our old friend Rob, while driving, was kind of looking at his phone while making a left-hand turn up by where Northern Lights used to be in Albany.
Oh, yeah.
It might still be there. And there were people crossing the road at the stoplight on the side that had the right of way, unless you're making a left turn. And he was going to drive right through the people.
Yeah, we go, "Hey, man, pedestrians, crosswalk." Yeah, stop.
Those are some track records. Mm-hmm. Kyle, your dad's friend is a terrible driver and should lose his license. True or false?
That would be true. He ended up getting his fourth and fifth DUI in the same exact night.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is...
He got his fourth. He was at the bar, left, got his fourth DUI, bailed out, and went and drove back to the same bar he was just at, drank some more, pulled out not even a mile away from the bar, got pulled over again, and got his fifth one. He ended up doing some good time over it. I think it was like 3 or 4 years.
Good.
Was it the same cop that got him both times? Because in my mind, he pulled out, made the left-hand turn, and there was a speed trap set up or whatever, and it was the same cop that pulled out and got him.
Right.
I'm not sure if it was the same cop or not, but he definitely probably shouldn't be on the road ever again.
Nope.
Man. I would say so.
Wow. That is true negligence there.
Somebody wrote in and said that one guy was 23 and just bought a house. I guess he's from a family of billionaires.
Yeah, in this economy, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
Somebody said Northern Lights moved and that intersection is now a roundabout because they were tired of that guy killing people.
Oh. Jeez, Rob. You caused change.
Janebow is on the harmonizer, not on the harmonizer, but is in a disguised voice. Are you the worst driver in the world?
No, but my papa was.
Okay. What made him so bad?
Well, this is when I was little, but he, was drinking his 40, decided, well, I'm out, so I'm going to go to the store. He got in the car, and he accidentally went through the back of the garage.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. His brain was whatever, and then he goes to back out, and then he crashes into the car into the house across the street.
Wait,
wow,
so he backed
that's,
in,
that's
he
remarkable.
Hit the back of his garage, then backed out and still hit another car.
Yeah, his the front of his car was towards the street, so he put in the wrong gear.
Yeah,
that's when he went through the back of the garage, and then he went right into the house across the street.
Yep, that's what we covered.
That's it.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I don't
too bad
watching,
she hung up.
I don't mind watching the recap when a new season starts, and I haven't watched the previous season in a while, but I don't like a recap at the beginning of the next episode when it rolls from one into another and it says, "Are you still watching?" And then you go to the next one, it shows a recap of what you just watched.
That wasn't a recap of the episode. That was rewatching the episode.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that was like the whole thing. We got it. But did he get the 40? Get the 40.
Okay, this is a good one. Joe joins us. Hi, Joe. Your friend is the Good worst morning. Driver ever. What happened?
So he went to a bar one night, got drunk, came out of the bar, could not find his car. So he takes a taxi home, buys a new car the next day.
What, didn't even try?
A week later.
Wait, he lost his car so bad he just went and bought a new car?
He
could
up.
Not find it. He went back like 2 days and couldn't find his car.
Okay.
Didn't know where he parked it because he was drunk when he parked it. So goes back a couple weeks later after he bought a new car, walks out of the bar, walks to his old car, finds it, And then he couldn't find his new car for another week or so. Because every time he gets in and out of the car, he's drunk. So he doesn't know where he parks it.
So let me get this straight. He was so drunk that he went and bought a new car, but then he found his car easily parked at the bar he was looking for it at?
While drunk again. It's a lot.
Seems dubious.
It does.
I was with one of my girlfriends. Actually, I was with like 10 of my girlfriends, and we were all going to downtown Greenville, South Carolina. And they do this big, like, I don't know, party once a month at night. And then the whole next day, that Saturday, they do a big market that's like farmer stuff, an art market. And so our friend was like, I'll drive and then we'll just leave the car and like Uber home. Mm-hmm. So she drives and we all party and then we all Uber home. And then like 48 hours later, I was like, oh, dang, I think I left my keys in your car, Elizabeth. She goes, oh, yeah, my car. She's like, oh, I parked it downtown Friday night. Now it's Sunday. Yeah. So we'll go get your car. Well, we go to get her car. And then we're like, where did you park it? We swear it was right here. And then we look at the signs and the signs are like, do not park here on the first Friday of any month ever, because by Saturday morning at 6 a.m., we're setting up tents and we will tow your car. Like, it is so clearly right there in front of that parking spot. So then we had to call all the tow places in town to ask where the hell her car was. And they're like, your car has been sitting here since like early Saturday morning. It's Sunday evening. What are y'all doing? I was like, I actually need to go home. I gotta find this car.
That's bad.
It's $180 to get it out of there, too. Crazy.
That's that feeling. Like, you go back and like, these signs are new. They're not.
That wasn't here.
They're not.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.